Climate change legislation is on hold in the Senate, perhaps until spring. Wisconsin Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl recently spelled out their concerns about the bill, mainly citing economic worries. 113 Wisconsin scientists have written the two lawmakers, asking them to change their minds. Sandra McClellan of the UW-Milwaukee says if climate change brings more precipitation, that could trigger the need for bigger and more expensive sewage systems.
I think we need to look more broadly at some of the secondary consequences of not taking action and what that's going to cost us in the long run.
Jonathan Patz of the UW-Madison says if Wisconsin and other states burn less coal for energy and cut fine particle emissions, that could save on health care costs.
We do need to do full cost accounting and recognize there are tremendous health co-benefits and savings if we were to get away from coal-based energy.
And UW-Madison's John Magnuson says rising global temperatures would stifle some wintertime economic activities.
We've already had to see things canceled. For example, here in Madison, we no longer have kites on ice. Nobody's willing to call a date a couple months in advance that would be safe on the ice.
In reply to the scientists, Senator Kohl says utilities need time to phase in clean power generating technologies like wind, solar, and geothermal. Senator Feingold says he remains concerned that some draft climate change bills may place unfair burdens on Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.